being sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If a book about failures doesn't sell, is it a success?
949, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box winding down. Rick Arnett here. Corby Davidson on the road, heading out to remote that Gordon didn't know you were on remote today.
What?
Yeah, he's probably right behind you.
That's hilarious.
Hey, walks in and goes, hey, what's up? Said, are you supposed to be here? Where's Corby? So he's following you.
All right, I hope he knows where he's going. If he's listening, did he just go down to his car?
I believe so.
How is he that oblivious?
I left him a voicemail this morning.
Where are you?
I'm at the Circuit City in Cedar Hill.
Oh, you know what? And Dave, you follow instructions. I go, you know what, Dave? Because I'm going to be on the road. We need to be out there a little early so
maybe
can mix with Rick. And he did it. You're
I'm a team player.
You are team.
Hey, by the way, what exit do I take off of 67?
Pleasant Run.
Pleasant Run, and which direction do I go off that?
You just go straight on the access road when you exit. And you'll see it on the right. It's in this huge new shopping center with a Super Target.
Well, I know that Gordon, when he exits onto off of Oakland onto 35, that he's going to see something that I haven't seen in a long time, and it's not a homeless guy begging for money.
Hmm.
It's a hitchhiker.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick him up and bring him on the show?
Yeah.
You know, that went through my head for about a nanosecond, and then I hear, you know, my parents always told me never pick up a hitchhiker. When did hitchhikers, because my dad hitchhiked when he was in college from like Camp Lejeune back to Texas, I think.
Like a hobo on a train.
Yeah, I think it
did all that.
I think
when
it became
become chic.
I think it became unacceptable at some point in the 70s.
I think when Ted Bundy was around. I think that's when it stopped.
When serial killing became popular?
Yeah, when that started to be the thing to do.
Would you pick up a decent-looking woman on the side of the road?
There's no such thing as a decent-looking woman hitchhiker.
There's not. He's right. Although
I've seen movies, though.
Although, you know, when Erica and I were on our honeymoon in Maui, we did the road to Hana, which is on the east side of the island.
And you're still married after that.
Yeah.
Bob Hope movie, too.
Dating.
And so we're driving along, and there are these two girls walking on the side of the road hitchhiking, and they're not unattractive, so I'm thinking, kick ass. So I pull over.
Good stop for a honeymoon.
You know, I ask Erica, do you want to give them a ride? And she goes, oh, sure, why not?
I know what's going through your head.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, you know, maybe, you know, Erica's going to loosen up a little bit now that we're officially married, and some things that we talked about maybe will come true.
Good luck with all that.
Your true colors. You're
yeah.
Okay.
So these girls jump in the back of our rental car, reeking of pot.
Hmm.
And I said, you know, did your car break down? And they said, no, we're just going into town for lunch. They were just locals. That's how they got around.
You know what, maybe that's okay in the island mentality, you know? I mean, like...
Yeah, I think if it's a small enough community like that, I think that kids probably still do it.
So you didn't have a climatic end to this story?
No, we dropped them off, and they probably got stoned behind a dumpster and had some lunch.
I don't think there's any way I pick up anybody hitchhiking, because I hate the scenario where somebody preys on your Good Samaritan feelings. Like they act like they're in distress or whatever.
Or they have the giant creepy backpack with a shovel tied up to their bedroll.
And an arm hanging out.
The closest I ever came to hitchhiking is when there was a big gambling bust over at TCU, and we were all playing blackjack and at a bar and got arrested. It was very exciting. And we had to go down to, we didn't get thrown in jail, but we got processed basically, and they let us go. And so we're all down there, and we're getting ready to get back into our car, and there was this black guy down there who goes, hey, can y'all give me a ride down to, wherever, I don't know where it was, some crazy part of town. He'd just gotten out of jail.
Sounds like a Davey story.
And my buddy was like, yeah, yeah, we'll give you a ride. I was like, what? So he gets in the car. He smelled so bad. I mean, it was awful. And we can't, we're like, well, where do you want to go? And he's like, oh, it's 5 minutes away. It won't take you long at all. So we get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the worst part of Fort Worth, to the point where I was like, my buddy's name is Bowen. I was like, Bowen, stop. Dude, get out of the car.
You're close
like,
enough.
No, no, it's just up here. It's just up there. And I'm like, no, 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 you keep saying that. Get out of the car. So that's the last hitchhiking experience in my life.
I don't see any anymore. I don't see the guys with the, you know, with the New York sign on it.
Like the cardboard box?
Yeah.
No, nobody does it because they know they're not going to get picked up. Unless it's like some sadistic trucker.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
With a hook coming out of his wrist and all that.
Right.
What do you guys got going on today, Davey? Big show?
Oh, it's always a big show.
Well, you want to just run down some of the...
How about a tease?
I'm just now looking at the front page of the Metro section. Did you see that Rowlett wants to try and build a stadium for the Cowboys?
No.
Are you kidding?
Is that number one on your top five? Or
As far as jumpiest suburbs?
Is that right out of the gate or what?
No, I don't have anything against the city of Rowlett. I mean, it's kind of... an afterthought on the other side of Lake Ray Hubbard.
They got Babe's Chicken. Oh, no, that's I'm thinking of Roanoke. Never mind.
But who would drive out to Rowlett for a Cowboy game?
Well, okay. Looks like who goes out to South Lake for the Burn game?
No one.
Well, who went to the Burn games when it was in Dallas?
Well, the people who care, the Hispanic.
The Mexicans.
The people who supported him. And now they've shut out those fans, because they're not going to go into South Lake. They'll get arrested.
Yeah.
Well, they only have one more season in South Lake, and then they're moving up to McKinney.
And then where after
what's
that?
Kind of dirty.
Well, when they move to McKinney, they'll have a brand new stadium.
So, South Lake is McKinney.
They need to move to Warren.
Yeah, they're probably more soccer moms in McKinney and Plano than there are in South Lake.
Don't be so sure. South
Plus, the dart rail goes up there, so the Mexicans can go.
Why don't they move down to San Antonio?
That's a good question.
That's a great idea. I don't know why you'd say that, but I think it's a great idea.
I think, well, it's a demographic ploy.
The San Antonio Burn?
Kind of dirty.
Wait, are you saying, Rick, are you so racist that you're saying there's more Mexicans in San Antonio?
No, I'm a...
That's what I heard.
What, that there are more Mexicans in San Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a truism.
Is it r.arnett
it's Mark
at avidgolfer.com?
No, it's Rick at avidgolfer.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Are
if
racist.
Stating a fact, but that makes you a racist?
Yeah, it is a fact, by the way.
Yeah, I know. They should. And you know what? This soccer league is getting ready to fold anyway.
No, it's not.
Dude, they have to be losing money.
Yeah, but they had that built into their plan. They didn't expect to make money for like 10 years.
No, it was a 5-year plan, and it's been close to 10.
This is a great debate point for the rant today.
Yeah, we'll be talking nonstop soccer today.
About first half hour. Open up the lines.
I did want to talk to Corby and Gordon. I'm sure neither of them have seen any of this, but my wife is hooked on The Bachelor.
Still?
It's the most recent iteration of it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but it's the one with Bob, the fat guy from...
Now he's not
the
fat.
First Bachelorette.
He slimmed down. He had a makeover.
Well, yeah, he's like all, you know, buffed out, or as buffed out as he can be.
Right.
But, you know, when he was on the first show, he was, he became a heartthrob because he was the funny, chubby guy.
Right.
And now he's not funny anymore. He is...
Good looking.
Slimmed down. Well, he's not good looking. He's still got a putty face.
Yeah.
But
what does that look like?
He's slimmed down, and he's turned into a total cheese.
Hmm.
I mean, he is...
Don't we all?
He's a walking cliche. It's terrible.
Coming out. Do you know that? He has an album coming out.
Bob does?
Because he was in a rock band, like, in college and stuff, and I guess he put the band back together, and they're releasing a record.
Oh, great.
Hey,
I'm sure that'll be good.
You guys follow E! News and everything. Whatever happened to Joe Millionaire? Did they even finish it? They canceled it. Was there an ending to it?
The second one?
Yeah.
The second one's still going on.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I thought they canceled it. They had, like, two runs of 24 the other day.
No, it's still going
on. No, it's still going on. It's on Monday nights.
Oh. Okay, scratch that.
I mean, it may be news to me.
That's actually kind of funny, because they've got all the Euro broads this time.
I think I like the new concept better, the average Joe.
I haven't seen any of that. I heard that's funny.
I don't know if it started yet, but they got some hot, and they have guys that all look like us.
No, they look worse than us.
Mm.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, awesome. I don't know if they have a progeria kid. I mean, maybe they do, but I'm pretty sure that they all look worse than you, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're pretty good looking for 46.
You are. You know what? You are the most ripped 46-year-old guy I've ever fantasized about.
Mm.
I mean, seen.
Mm. He's right, Rick.
Thank you. Call me.
Do you work out constantly, Rick, or is it just the Coke?
No, I don't drink soft drinks.
No, he's always been.
I mean, what's your regimen, Rick?
Work. Wake up at 5. Get to the gym at 5:15.
Every day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week.
Five days a week.
How many?
5 days a week. Get done at 6:30. Come
home. An hour and a half workout every day.
Yeah. Get on the bike or treadmill for about a half hour, and you know, I'll tell you, the part of it is just that my parents have no body fat whatsoever.
Yeah, you got the good genetics.
Yeah, it helps.
Cocaine.
It helps. But yeah, I'm going to go for the hottest 90-year-old. It's my new goal. I'm working on that.
Now, yep. Dave,
got the early lead.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Oops. Oh, you just got rid of Corby. Oh, he hung up. He might be coming in. What were you gonna say, Dave?
What's
the best
radio
ever on the ticket?
I don't remember, but you know the thing that makes me most nauseous about The Bachelor is I've noticed there's a cliche that people use in describing other humans that really makes me ill because it means nothing.
That, greedy, bitchy whores.
No, not that. That all the girls on this show use this word to describe Bob, and Bob uses this word to describe his experiences with them and their families and whatever else.
Conquest?
Everything is amazing. You are just amazing.
That's the default?
Yeah. Oh, I went, you know, that date I had with her was just so amazing. I met her family, and they were amazing.
They better script writers.
It makes me ill. They can't think of anything a little bit more descriptive or meaningful than just amazing.
Well,
and I was trying to think, you know, I was talking with Erica, I was trying to think, is there a word from a previous generation that equates to amazing?
Keen?
Yeah. I mean, we were thinking like keen or
boss?
Dreamy.
How about boss?
Boss? When did that come in and when did that go out? That was like a year.
60s. And then,
was that 60s?
I think so. Yeah, 60s, early 70s. And then there was Bitchin'. That was kind of a cool name for a while, cool moniker.
But, you know, I think Bitchin'. When people say amazing, they're trying to sound deep.
Stop.
You know what I mean?
Bitchin'.
You know what? That's my ex-girlfriend used to say that.
Think you went?
Oh, hey, Corby.
Hey. My college girlfriend, it was amazing.
Was she the one that smelled like the homeless person? I'm trying to keep them all track.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's not why you broke up with her?
You know what? That's a myth. That never happened.
Oh, okay.
No, this one just, that was her word. Oh, it's just amazing. Everything was amazing.
Did it drive you insane?
Yeah.
I hate that word. I've grown to despise that word because it doesn't mean anything.
How about nifty?
Nifty's gone.
I know. Well, he was asking.
Oh, yeah. I was asking what words equate to amazing.
Swell.
Swell, yeah.
But I don't think any of those other words have the fake depth that amazing has.
The fake depth.
Right, because people think that they're being real profound when they say someone is amazing. You're just an amazing human being.
You know what I love about that show? And I don't watch it.
Nothing?
My wife is obsessed with it. So it's always on. She has to tape it every Wednesday night.
Yep, me too.
And so I always roll in, and I'm, you know, loud or whatever. She's like, shit, be in. Shh, be quiet.
Don't you have TiVo?
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, the rose ceremony always takes the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They drag it out so much.
And I love it. I mean, I derive so much pleasure from seeing those stupid-ass women not get the rose.
She voted off the Cuban this week.
Especially when it comes down to, yeah, to like her, who she knew, what is she like, 50?
She's 35, and, you know, he's like, he is having sex with three different women at once and just partying his ass off, and she's talking about wanting to have a kid in a year.
Yeah, like immediately. Like,
yeah, like yeah. As soon as he puts that ring on her finger, she wants to start trying.
So the fact that he's having relations with three different women on there, does that make him more attractive to the ones that are trying to vie for his attention? I don't get that.
I don't think so, but, you know, I think as much as it might disturb him to think...
Try harder?
It might disturb him to think that he's messing around with two other chicks, but they've got to put out because they've got to try and come in first, so to speak.
Right. Well,
they've got to beat the other two girls in the bedroom department.
And the fact that, you know, this Cuban girl who's 35 years old, this is her last chance at love.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't want Bob. She just wants a man. She needs a penis.
Right.
Hmm.
Right. I love that though. I love the fact that you know, essentially her life was ruined. That makes me happy. I don't know why that makes me happy, but it does. All right,
you're evil. Are you here?
Penis.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Fast?
That was fast.
He beat Gordon, huh?
We don't live that far away from...
No, you know, I looked on the map. I looked on the map and saw where Cedar Hill was, and I thought that it would take me like 45 minutes to get here, but it was like 20 minutes.
We don't live that far away from here. Matter of fact...
I might move out here.
...houses out here.
I might move to Cedar Hill.
Gordon was right... Were you right behind me?
Are you guys all in the parking lot now?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess the rant is primed to begin next. I appreciate you sticking around, Rick.
No problem, guys. Have fun, and we'll be at the Links of Water Chase next week, so party and stay tuned for the rant next week.
All right, the rant at Circuit City in Cedar Hill coming up next.
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket, established in 1994, built in Texas by Texans, with big-name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on The Ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Local personalities that live here and talk about the teams here. And breaking sports news first. Guaranteed. The home of the hot sports opinion and hot ticket chicks. The original...
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clipped.
And legible.
300 dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Shiner, handcrafted one brew at a time at the Little Brewery in Shiner, Texas.
Okay, well, there we have it. Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. It is the equipped, not stripped sale. So if you're well equipped as a man there, but you're not stripped down to show it,
you don't need to show up.
Go by North Texas Nissan. No, you do need to go there.
Oh, you need to show it. You need to flaunt it.
What?
Huh?
Anyway, North Texas Nissan there, equipped not stripped sale, arriving on November 13th, which is just a few days away, is the all-new full-size Nissan Titan.
I have heard about that. That is their full-size pick-em-up truck.
Yes, and it is causing quite a stir. A lot of people waiting for this thing to arrive. Well, you can drive it before you can buy it, because North Texas Nissan is not allowed to sell the car until December 1st, but they have one.
So you can test drive it and then just dream about it.
That's
for a month.
It's just for the P1s to drive.
Wow.
That's pretty nice they're doing that for the P1s. Got one of the vehicles out there. Go by and test drive the all-new full-size Nissan Titan. Also, they're having deals on 2003s. They're getting them off the lot. The 2003 Altima with leather, just $249 a month. The 2003 Xterra with leather, just $266 a month.
That's a deal.
And they have over 150 to choose from. North Texas Nissan's on I.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
Outlet to one cable modem. Customer responsible for installation of software and connection of computer to cable modem. Limited time offer. Actual speeds vary.
So, grand total, $300. Winning a present for you, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You could win a free trip for four to Universal Orlando Resort in the MasterCard Holiday Trip a Day giveaway. Use your MasterCard and we'll automatically enter you for a chance to win. So use it for all your holiday shopping. And who knows, you might be the one who goes. Oh, and don't forget to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat this holiday season. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. And
you probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
Tell them Mickey Spagnola told you to call. What do you have to lose but more of your own hair? Call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
It's the second big opponent in a row for Texas and Oklahoma State. Double Diamond and Home Theater Design Group bring you The Ticker. The two teams score off at 6 after Texas beat Nebraska and OSU got throttled by Oklahoma. Mack Brown isn't counting the Cowboys out.
You're under such intense criticism that the thing that we've always felt is you just go back to work. And Les has done a tremendous job at Oklahoma State. I think he's got one of the best staffs in the country.
Checking out the rest of the SCAD, A&M and Oklahoma score off at 11. Tech plays Baylor at 2. SMU takes on Louisiana Tech at 2. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. North Texas taking on Louisiana Monroe at 4. Nebraska and Kansas kick off at 2:30. There was one final in college football last night. New Mexico beat Colorado State 37-34. Tiger Woods shot 2 straight 70s and is in a tie for 12th at the PGA Tour Championship. He's at 2 under for the tournament. Charles Howell III is at the top of the leaderboard at 8 under. He shot a 67 yesterday. The Stars are 7-6-1-0 after a loss to the New York Islanders. They continue their road trip at 6 when they play Boston. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
7:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with original member Gordon Keith.
Uh-oh.
Original member Dave Lane?
No, well, I mean, I go back to the ticket stub, but I wasn't an original member of the ticket stub.
But I mean the Gordon Keith show, because this is really kind of the Saturday night show.
Yeah, yeah, I was an original member.
Okay, and add on Corby.
Hey.
He's, you may remember him from Chris's show. Well, we're out at Circuit City in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Beautiful Cedar Hill, Texas.
On Highway 67 at Pleasant Run Road.
Right.
Pleasant Run Road in Cedar Hill. We're going to be here until noon today. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and a gift certificate for a free all-you-can-eat stone crab for two at Trulux.
Wow.
Seafood steak and stone crab. That's one of my favorite places. Trulux. Also, we got Mavs tickets, computer kits we're giving away, Circuit City T-shirts. We got the ticket chicks here, Angel Prescia.
Prescia.
No, that's Prescia. It needs an accent mark if you're going to go with Prescia. It needs to have the long vowel sound.
Just call her Precious like Norm.
Prescia and Gina, they're all here, and they are here to get you signed up.
I used to date a girl named Gina.
Regina?
Yeah.
Gina. That's right. I think her name was Regina.
I don't think so.
She was such a now member, she should have been called Regina. Anyway, so we're out here, and that's the big thing. You can get yourself anything you want here at Circuit City. As a matter of fact, I was just in talks with Dave about getting myself a new cell phone, because I've lost mine once again, and I don't worry so much when I lose my cell phone, because you guys seen the one I use.
Yeah, it's a clunker. It's an ancient phone.
Yeah, 1992 cell phone. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And you guys have all these nice little ones that fit in your pocket, and
mine's
all the Corby's looks pretty old, too.
Mine's not too small.
I dropped mine.
I don't know how old this model is. It's a couple years old, but it's...
You got a Motorola here?
Yeah, it's a larger size phone.
Yours looks like a shrunk-down version of the one I use.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the old 6150 or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know what model that
Dave
is.
Dave and I make sure our phones are small enough to fit in our bottoms.
That's right.
Yeah. 10:17, DFW Sports time.
Well,
if you'd like to join us now, it's 214-787-1310.
We're officially indoors right here.
Uh-huh.
Right? Why do the ticket chicks have pants on?
You know what? Just let them wear whatever they want. It's sad enough existence.
That's true.
Being a ticket chick?
Yeah.
That's true.
Why? You're saying that's like one step above whoredom?
No, you just said that.
No, I asked if you were saying that. No, I'm not.
I never heard him allude to that at all.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean it's a sad existence?
I mean, a couple of them, you know, took the bus up here, and they're hurting. Let them wear pants, Dave.
I'm still nursing their C-section staples.
Right.
They don't staple them shut.
Yeah. A couple of them got black eyes, and one of their big, giant black boyfriends knocked the hell out of them last night.
Is that blood in your pants?
Gosh. Hmm. By the way, Cedar Hill, not that far away.
Nope. I could commute from here.
No problem. 15 minutes.
I wonder how bad 67 traffic is, though.
How bad could it be?
I'm actually thinking about moving, because 30, going into work on 30... has gotten so congested.
You know, it's really
from
odd.
From your condo in Arlington?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why you.
It's not a condo. It's an apartment.
I don't know why you take
the Lincoln property.
30.
I got the first month free.
When you're a couple of blocks from me, it's just weird the route you take. Very circuitous.
So do you go all the way?
We are at Circuitous City.
No, Circuit City.
I'm sorry.
So do you go down all the way down Gaston to 30, and then?
I don't know where Gaston is.
Downtown.
I don't know this Gaston you speak
yeah.
of.
Come on, Griffin. All right, so DFW Sports Time is 10:18 right now.
Stop it.
We have a lot to talk about today, a lot going on in the world. The Cowboys have another city that's sewn their name into the hat of hosting them. We also had a story. Did you guys see the story in the Metro section today of the guy who was convicted of molesting his 8-year-old stepdaughter? He has spent 10 years in prison of his 30-year sentence. He is about to be released because the stepdaughter is now 18.
Oh, she's legal.
She's legal now.
That's not the reason why he's about to be released.
Oh.
A couple of years ago, she recanted her allegations against him.
Didn't we have this story before that she wanted to get rid of the boyfriend, so she came up with this story?
Well, yeah, she says she was pressured by her aunt, who wanted the aunt who wanted her mother to get back with the birth father.
Uh-huh.
And
so they
get
concocted
rid of
this whole scheme.
Yeah, they concocted the scheme. The guy's been in jail for 10 years.
You are kidding me.
Well, he's got a grudge, I bet.
Yeah, she better watch out.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a score to settle.
What do you do?
What?
Who do you sue? What? There's something has to, like the Lynell Jeter, who used to work for EDS. Remember the Lynell Jeter story? He was
Wait,
thrown
what
in
was
prison.
That?
I think it was murder or robbing a KFC or something like that.
Same thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it was a robbery.
It was a robbery. And, you know, he was thrown in prison for 7 or 8 years. And then they found out that for whatever reason that he didn't do it. Who do you sue? Something has to be, you need money.
Well, what about these guys who spent, 27 years in prison, and they find out it was some other guy's semen sprayed all over a crime scene?
I don't know that that's ever...
Well, DNA evidence now that it's exonerated.
I don't believe it's ever sprayed all over the crime scene.
Like, you go rob the KFC and then just...
just like all
like
over the walk-in cooler.
Yeah, like a cat, you just back up to the recliner and take this!
Probably a really bad way now with all the
they just
walk
bad hallmark to leave.
They just walk in there with the UV light and there's just Gordon's DNA all over the wall.
I usually like to write Helter Skelter with my DNA.
Right.
Or leave the
finger paint.
It takes all night to.
I know it's produced enough.
Yeah. You know, most time you get like Helter Skelter
and then
you
just
give up.
Me.
Yeah. You're just sitting there in the corner with a wet noodle, can't finish.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Did you see the story on TV last night, that South Carolina high school that got...
South Carolina.
Shook down by the cops? There was a tip. Listen to how crazy this is. This is a high school, normal, Gennaro public high school, and it looked like a pretty solid high school from the outside, not like a rundown shanty high school. And a tip from the principal... to the cops that there were drugs in the school. The cops come in between periods.
Oh, no. You get pregnant that way.
Yeah.
Did they write the whole word, Helter Skelter?
They need to learn the cycle a little bit better.
And then the whole school is pregnant. End of story.
So they
show up in between classroom
time
period.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And so they show all these, and there's surveillance cameras. I don't know if my high school has that or had. I know they did when I was in school.
They probably do now.
And so they show all these kids, and they're at their locker, just minding their own business. And here come the cops.
SWAT team.
Here come the cops, guns pulled, telling everybody to get down. And every single student is down on the ground, and you see cops, like, spinning around with their guns, making sure that everybody's on the ground. I mean, it's really creepy. And they find nothing. Nothing.
They search every locker.
They search every inch of the school and find...
I can't believe they found nothing.
Nothing.
Not a joint, not a switchblade,
nothing.
Nothing.
And so parents are wigging out. I mean, obviously. Hey, how was school today? Oh, it was great. I got an A on my history test. And
I thought you said the cops were shaking the school down.
They were.
That's not a shakedown. That's cops going in there on bad information and just trying to see if there's drugs.
Well, they thought it was...
A shakedown is you pay us a little money, we'll make sure you're protected.
I thought a shakedown was... Okay, well, maybe I'm getting my... I haven't watched the right cop shows. Whatever, they went in there thinking there were drugs and there was nothing.
Okay.
So... the video is crazy, too, because there's like five, you just see one hallway scene, and all these kids are just freaking out. They're on their knees, and they're just, get down, pointing guns at the back of their heads.
I'm coming.
Are you between periods? If you're not between periods, get out of here.
What does that mean?
They had to get back to class.
No.
So, yeah, scary. Shouldn't there be a lawsuit involved there?
Yeah. I would think
if the principal really thought they were drugs
well, obviously
there.
He did.
Okay, well, then what's the problem?
If I'm Linnell Jeter, I'm suing that school for every penny.
You're confusing your stories again.
Yeah.
Oh, kick ass. Dave Matthews on the flat screen up there.
Leave him alone.
Not bad musicians.
No.
I love the fiddle player with dreadlocks. That's kick ass.
That is your chief complaint against Dave Matthews. I've noticed every time you start complaining about him, it's centered on the fiddle player. You hate him for some reason.
Yeah, I do. I do.
He's really talented at playing the fiddle.
Sure.
And he's very well built.
But Dave doesn't belong
in a rock band.
Well, does a harmonica belong in a rock band?
Not when it's played like John Popper plays it.
What's wrong with it? He's incredible. So you hate Blues Traveler, too?
Yeah, sure.
Because of the harmonica?
By the way, I am reserving judgment, but I am really afraid that Ryan Adams has completely lost his mind.
Why?
Oh, yeah, did you see he had an affair with Princess Diana?
No, that's Brian Adams.
Oh, sorry.
What did he do? What did Ryan Adams do?
He just put out his new record this week. It's called Rock and Roll.
Yeah?
And it's, you know, it's total, you know, Stones, just blown out 70s rock.
So?
Garage rock. It's pretty bad.
So what are you saying?
I'm just afraid that he's lost his mind.
Because he put out a 70s rock
no,
album?
No, because he put out a
terrible...
They
can't allow any musical artist to do anything different. They've got to produce that same old music that he's been listening to for forever.
Did you buy it or something?
I bought it. And I've listened to it a couple times. I haven't gotten all the way through, but it's... He goes into this falsetto all the time, and it just sounds like he was wasted the whole time he was doing the record.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was.
It's bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent.
No, that's okay. All right, coming up next, we debate the cities that should get the Dallas Cowboys to build their new stadium.
And since we're here at Circuit City, maybe we can hear the receiver story again.
No. No. You're at Circuit City in Cedar Hill, Highway 67 on Pleasant Run Road. Stop by and see us. We'll be here until noon. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
With...
First, we snatch their lands. This time, we snatch the victory. Cowboys win.
The first 5 minutes, I had never seen a team kick the ball around like they did. Just fumble, interceptions, drop passes, penalties.
The Cowboys scalp the Redskins.
She wins.
I wonder if the Cowboys need to lose a game they should win. Because when they lost against Tampa, it was like, well, you know. That was still Tampa.
Next up, the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow at 3:15 at Texas Stadium. The Tickets countdown to kickoff starts at 1. Brought to you by Chuck.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Can truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
To 1-800-499-3733.
And T66P camera phone up to $100 mail-in and $50 instant in-store rebate. Just sign up for a qualified plan starting at $39.99 a month with a 2-year agreement.
But yoga offers a peaceful, silent kind of joy.
Oh, I get it. Like when I get a text message with AT&T Wireless.
Reach out on the Wireless Service America Trust. AT&T Wireless. Hurry into an AT&T Wireless store today.
Limited time offer. Mobile minutes available from a limited area. Requires qualified activation credit approval $36.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
This is an actual email sent to the National Fatherhood Initiative.
My father left when I was 2 months old, and I've never met him. I'm 16 now. And although I have written to him, he has cut off all communication with me. I don't understand what I could have done for him to hate me this much. Please, help me understand this.
Is somebody missing you?
A message from the Ad Council, the Texas Fatherhood Initiative, and the NFI.
Click it or ticket. A message from the Texas Department of Public Safety and Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Last year, A&M upset Oklahoma and knocked them from the ranks of the undefeated. Kyle Eye Center and International Motorcycle Show bring you the ticker. The two teams square off again at 11. Dennis Francione says the Aggies do know the Sooners.
They have a great deal of respect for Oklahoma, but I think they know that they played a pretty heads up last year and were fortunate and won the game and played well in that game against them. And that certainly, having done it, it should give you some confidence that you can do it.
Other games of note at 2, Baylor plays Kansas. Also at 2, SMU takes on Louisiana Tech. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. At 2:30, Kansas is taking on Nebraska. Louisiana Monroe plays host to North Texas at 4, and Texas plays Oklahoma State at 6. Tiger Woods is tied for 12th of the Tour Championship. He shot a 70 yesterday, and is at 2 under. Your leader is Charles Howell III. He's at 8 under, one stroke ahead of Fred Funk. Mavs may be without Steve Nash. He will be evaluated at game time after suffering a shoulder injury against Washington. The 3-3 Mavericks play the Spurs at 7:30. Spurs are without Tim Duncan, who has an ankle injury. That's a ticket ticker, a service of Sue the Fed. Sinus misery, get Sudafed. Nothing stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms, not even a prescription. Sudafed, prescription-based sinus relief based on 24-hour dose of Sudafedrin. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to keep a secret stash of the Ticket Flash. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
Mavs watching party this Thursday at Wizards in Richardson. Plenty of beer, babes, and a buffet. The Hardline live beginning at 3. Wheels off ticket tag team start at 6 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
No, Chow.
We can talk about it if you want.
No.
You don't want to talk about it?
1034 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. No, it's disgusting.
It made me very uncomfortable, by the way. Because after we told the story about the trip to Norman and your unfortunate incident in the bathroom,
yes.
I saw a girl.
Talk about that on the air?
Yeah, I told the story on the air.
On the Hardline.
Oh. So I see this girl out, and she goes, hey, it's a friend of Julie's. And she goes, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey, I'm fine. You know, she goes, yes, I'm in Norman? She starts laughing. I go, yeah, it was a good. And then I started feeling really weird because I knew what she was laughing at, you.
You don't know that she was laughing
at
the
same
story.
Yes. Because there was nothing else funny about the story. And she was like, you guys just cracked me up. And I was like, I got to get out of here.
Is she hot?
So the story is he loads up a toilet.
Yes. And leaves it for me and Craig.
Yeah.
Why are you disgusting?
Because I had, from the moment we got to Owen Field, I had to go. But there was nowhere to go. And so it was just impacting for like 6 hours. And so when
they don't have bathrooms at Owen Field.
Well, they have real nasty ones. I wasn't going to go in one
then
of those.
Then you had a post-game meal consisting of roast beef.
No, I had a
salsa.
Like, I had a small plate of brisket.
So gross.
So then, you know, they make me go last because we all go back to the hotel and shower. It was Corby, Craig, Miller, and myself. And they both go first because they don't want to go in after my stink. So I
blame us.
So I go last.
I mean, I'm just appalled that you're talking about this.
So I go last and I do my business, and it's such a perfect specimen that I don't want to destroy it just yet. And so, and the most interesting thing about this is that
careful.
Instead of going down the drain where it will ultimately go,
just say it won't flush.
It's horizontally across the bowl. It's like pointing towards three o'clock and 9 o'clock. And then so
right, we know the rest.
So then I go into the shower.
This is 2003, okay?
Right, yes. I'm 31 years old.
Human beings are beyond having to talk about things like this.
So then I take a shower, and the whole time I'm in the shower, I know it's just sitting there right next to me, and I'm giggling the whole time I'm washing up in the shower because I can't wait for one of them to see it.
Heard.
So then I go back out, and we're watching the Miami-Virginia Tech game, and I'm just on pins and needles because I'm waiting for one of them to go in the bathroom, and Corby is the one who goes in there and discovers it, and he comes out, and he's just flush. He's about
unlike
to
the toilet.
Yeah, he's about to vomit, and he makes me go in there.
All right.
And it
I've heard enough of this.
It story. Wouldn't flush. It took like 7 flushes.
Okay.
And that stupid.
All right, we are at Circuit City in Cedar Hill on Highway 67 at Pleasant Run. Stop by and see us. We got a lot of gifts and prizes that we're giving away. Let's talk about the Cowboys. Cowboys play tomorrow against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And They're playing at where? Texas Stadium?
Yes.
Home game?
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right, so will the Cowboys be at Texas Stadium in 5 years?
What? No.
What about 10 years?
No, they're building that stadium.
Where?
Well, they don't have a site yet.
They're building it right by downtown over by the Trinity River bottoms.
They haven't decided that for sure yet.
There is a 100% chance it'll be there. This is a courtesy. All this other crap. Like they say here. Mayor says meeting last month went well, Rowlett Mayor. Team calls it a, quote, courtesy. They're not going to Rowlett.
No, there's no way.
There's nothing in Rowlett.
Why wouldn't they go to Rowlett?
Why wouldn't
they
go?
Very nice place.
Because they want to go somewhere where
that everyone can get to easily. Rowlett is not easy to get to. There's not a big pot. There's 50,000 people there.
Oh, that bridge over Lake Ray Hover would be a parking lot.
Yeah, it'd be a joke. And nothing against Rowlett. You just need a big place. You need a big city. You need Dallas. It needs to be downtown, just like American Airlines Center.
Sort of tear down American Airlines Center and put it there?
Just like the ballpark.
Like the ballpark shouldn't be in Arlington.
Isn't it time for them to tear down the American Airlines Center? It's
no.
Not a day. It's not enough luxury suites.
It's like a year old.
I know, but now
you're
things
right.
Get out of date very quickly.
You're right.
That's true.
I mean, Reunion Arena, aren't we still paying for that?
I think that's paid off.
I don't think so.
I think it's paid off.
I love Reunion Arena.
I think they refinanced like the last couple grand. They got
took advantage of the low
interest
rate.
Yeah, they got a low interest rate.
Called EFAS.
I think all the circuses and...
Circi, I think is the plural.
And, half-ass concert they have at Reunion, that makes a little money for whoever, the city. Do we own that?
The city owns it.
I think
it,
so.
Yeah.
I think the city does own it.
It's part of the... it's,
but I don't
think they consider it part of the convention center now.
It was built in, what, 83?
81.
No.
81?
80, maybe.
Well, the Mavericks year was 80.
Yeah, so 80.
And it already went out of date when?
It was out of
90s?
It was out of date by 1987.
I just don't get that.
Because of luxury, there was no such thing as a luxury box.
And when they built it on the cheap. That Reunion Arena was a very simple design.
Put cheaper sconces in.
Yeah.
Kind of cardboard seats. Just some real standard Home Depot carpet.
Yeah, just some.
It was very European.
Linoleum.
If you remember going to the games in 1980, the bathrooms were very European. There was just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And there's guys.
A squat toilet.
Yeah, there's guys just standing around this hole. So. But yeah, this stadium will. They're not staying at Texas Stadium for more than 5 years.
2008 or 9 is when they're hoping to have it done, right?
I think so. 9. So 6 more years. But in the meantime...
God, and then we'll have to drive to Rowlett to see the Cowboys.
No, we won't.
It'll be in downtown.
What's the news story then?
Do you think all three of us will still be in Dallas doing the rant in 6 years?
One of us will not be alive.
You're going to predict that?
Yep.
Well, all you
have... If it's the day before it opens, one of us is not dead, I'm shooting Corby.
That's fine.
You can make that prediction come true. That's not a good prediction.
I know.
Well, I agree with that.
All right. You want to enter that
death pact right now?
Death pact. That we're gonna. One of us is gonna have to kill some of the other ones.
Some of the other ones? Then there'll only be the one left.
What was the suicide pact that Craig and I had that you said you'd be a part of?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Made a suicide pact without me? I want to get in on this.
Oh, my dear Lord.
What was it? What was it about?
Y'all don't let me in. I'm gonna kill myself.
If Baylor beat Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If I told them that. If Baylor beat Oklahoma, when is that, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, next week.
That they had to enter into a suicide pact, that they would both have sawed-off shotguns trained at each other's head, and they would fire on the count of three. And then I would be off to the side with two 45s turned sideways in case either of them backed out.
Yeah, and we agreed to it, so.
So they're on the hook next week. Baylor had better not rise up and beat the Sooners.
Why would you back out? Because you don't want to kill somebody?
Yeah, and then, but Dave was charged with double murder. I think we should both just stand there and wait for Dave to blow our heads off.
Because Craig said that he would fire his shotgun on two instead of three, that he would blow Corby away and get out of the suicide.
Yeah, but Dave will be standing there with the backup like, uh-uh, bitch. It's pointed all sideways at him.
Why do people do that? I saw, what was it? I was watching some show. Oh, it was Sopranos. And it was when they were hijacking some truck, and there was some wild card, you know, neophyte who was helping out, I guess, Christopher, one of Christopher's friends. And he was just all hopped up and everything. He had his pistol, and he kept turning it on its side and everything. And
was it when they were busting up the poker game?
No.
It wasn't that one?
I don't think so, no.
Jackie Jr.?
But he wasn't just holding it on his side. He was holding it like... up, arm straight up, pointed down to where the recoil would just rip your arm all the way back. It was just such so stupid looking. But he was all in. So Christopher's like grabbing his hand, hold the gun like a, you know, white person or whatever he said.
What?
Yeah, a white person.
Oh, okay.
You see the story where Pam Anderson was trying to meet with the KFC people?
Her meat was?
What? She's upset at the way they kill chickens, you know. And so she's wanting to meet with the president of KFC because what they want to do, the way they kill chickens is they either slit their throat. This is according to Pam Anderson. I'm not sure if this is true.
She's an authority.
They either slit their throat or...
Authority on slit.
Or they... Or they have a shocker, like a
taser.
Yeah, it shocks the chickens to death. Or
I thought they gassed them.
Well, that's what she wants, is for them to go into a gas chamber and be gassed. And but KFC won't meet with her.
Why? Because they don't want to get hep.
Yeah, they're afraid of hepatitis.
She's all hepped up.
Look. Make them have to recall all their slit.
Slit throats of the chicken you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see where she said she has 10 years to live?
Yeah. Yeah, she's all freaked out.
You know what? She was on a show the other night on ABC that I flew by, that I stuck with, that I'd never seen before because she was on it. She's incredibly attractive.
She is. She's very hot.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
There are no two ways about it. She is.
She's very plastic, but she's very beautiful.
Very
Barbie doll kind of weird.
She's the queen of that...
And that brings up a good point. She has 10 years left to live. That's about right. She doesn't need to get much older than
that. No, we don't need to see that age.
And you know what? It'll be very depressing to see her age.
Okay, right. Would you make love to her corpse just to say that you had Pamela Anderson? I mean, assuming she dies within 10 years.
10:45 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Start your day off with the Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's free weekly sports newspaper, featuring the ticket on page P1.
I didn't want you coming in my stall.
It's an in-depth examination of the above-average sports mind, dissected and displayed in print form for your viewing pleasure. Bob Sturm's HSO, patented ticket time-wasting bits, and don't forget the ticket chick, ticket picks, and much, much more. Get your copy of the Sports Page today, available at hundreds of Metroplex locations, including all Firestone dealers and Humperdinck's restaurants. From the station that says reading is fun and...
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clips.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you, notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Used as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
You probably probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
At the little brewery in Shiner, Texas.
You might be the one who goes. Oh, and don't forget to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat this holiday season. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. Ends 12/31/03. Open to legal U.S. resident MasterCard cardholders prior to 11/103, 18 or older. For rules, call 1-800-MC-ASSIST.
This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Texas and Oklahoma State have in common is that they both got over half a hundred put up on them by Oklahoma. Safari Waters and Wolverine Boots bring you the ticker. The other thing is that they play this evening at 6. Mac Brown says the Cowboys are a quality squad.
This week we'll have to go back and coach our guys harder than ever because Oklahoma State's a great team. They're disappointed in their loss last week. They'll come into our game upset and ready to play.
Other games of note, A&M and Oklahoma score off at 11. Tech leads Baylor at 2. SMU takes on Louisiana Tech at 2. You can hear that one right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. At 2:30, Nebraska is at Kansas. North Texas plays Louisiana Monroe at 4. And Nebraska and Kansas kick off at 2:30. Charles Howell III holds the lead at the Tour Championship. He shot 267s in a row and is at 8 under for the tournament. Tiger Woods has shot 2 straight 70s and is tied for 12th at 2 under. Stars continue their road trip in Boston. They play the Bruins at 6. And the Mavericks travel to San Antonio to play the defending champions Spurs at 7:30. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10 with Ty Walker, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You've gone from acid rock to acid reflux. Welcome to the club. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, which is your weekend no-spin zone where we take on every political issue there is. And I think we're all voting Howard Dean. Is that correct?
It's true.
Corby, you decided who you're going to vote for?
I'm voting whoever is the most liberal is who I'm voting for.
Really?
Yes.
You're extremely liberal.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Corby Davidson. You can see Corby today at Circuit City on Highway 67 at Pleasant Run Road in Cedar Hill. That's where we're broadcasting from. You'll find incredible savings in every department at the new Circuit City. Stop by for free T-shirts and more. We also are giving away computer kits, Mavericks tickets, and you can enter for a drawing. All you can eat stone crab for two at Trulux Seafood Steak and Stone Crab.
I'm voting libertarian.
No, it's libertarian.
It's libertarian.
Is it? Is that the way you pronounce it?
It's libertarian. I want a lawless society.
I can't stand politics because it just you can't get anything done, and therefore I just tune out on it.
Right.
I think 99% of people who are into politics have the political debating skills of Giorgio.
You think?
Yeah.
So that bad?
Yeah, that it turns into just nonsense and rhetoric.
Did you guys talk about the Reagan movie at all and how CBS backed down and they're not airing it?
By the way, CBS is wrong for doing that.
I agree.
That is so sickening that all you have to do is just have a bunch of people just say, man, this is so bogus. And then all of a sudden CBS says, oh, okay, we won't show it.
Yeah. And it was that one line where he was talking about people with AIDS. If they live in sin, then they'll die in sin. Those who live in sin shall die in sin. And CBS says they have sources for everything. But I got more email from right-wing nutballs who were so upset that I was in support of showing this movie. They couldn't believe it.
And that they were saying that Reagan basically was the best president we've had in the last 100 years.
Right.
So on and so on. And these were guys like our age who had no freaking clue what Reagan was about. You know? I got like 100 email on that.
So it could be on Showtime, though?
Yeah, so now Showtime's going to show it. So what's the difference? Why don't they go protest Showtime?
Well,
is it okay now?
Because it's not broadcast television.
So what?
Well, only a fraction of the people in the country have Showtime.
Now they could show that sodomizing scene that they were going to cut out on CBS.
Oh, yeah, Mommy. Oh, yeah, Mommy.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the sin I'm talking about. Do you feel like a gay man, Nancy?
God, she'd look like one. You know who she looked like?
Oh, my dear Lord.
She looked like Nancy Culp.
You think?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think Nancy Culp was a gay man, by the way.
Pretty much. She was such a gay woman that she was almost a gay man.
And like men?
Yeah. I know that sounds confusing, but it's true.
God.
So are you saying that Nancy Reagan had like a Jamie Lee Curtis thing going on?
Lesbos.
Like undescended
sense. She didn't have much going on as far as the
look
category.
Doesn't that creep you out, guys who lust after Jamie Lee Curtis?
I do.
I've never found her attractive.
Can she teabag you?
Never found her attractive. No, they're not descended.
Oh.
What?
I think she can teabag her own liver. No, but she's a man.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis is a man.
You know, that is a myth.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
She is a spokesperson.
No, she's
for this
not.
Condition. Yes, she is.
So if you go to herm.org, she's like the poster child?
She's
it's
a spokes
not,
animal.
It's not. It's not. She's not a herm. It's, Oh, a doctor knows.
How do you know this?
It's transgendered.
I've searched high and low for information confirming this and haven't found it. Where have you found it?
This is true. I've read articles on it.
No,
is
you
it
haven't.
Snopes.com?
Yeah, you can probably find it on Snopes.com, the truth about it. She is genetically a man, but she has female genitalia because she had... It was that it's like the testosterone in utero did not release or was blocked at some point, so she is a feminized genetic male.
So she went by KFC and got a slit.
Stop with
chicken.
That.
Chicken. Shut up. There's your cover-up. No, that's stupid.
He's horrible at it.
Yeah. Hey, chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
No, okay, so what does that mean?
I mispronounced chicken and said that.
What is it? I don't understand what that means, for real. What does she have? What does she possess?
She was supposed to be a male, okay?
But it didn't develop all the way.
She has XY chromosomes, all right?
Okay, so why does she have...
Because at the particular time in the uterus, she was supposed to be infused with male hormones, which causes the fetus to masculinize, or masculinationing. And it didn't happen. The hormones were blocked or didn't get released at the right time, so she kept growing female. But she had undescended testicles.
Did they cut them out?
Yeah, I think they removed them.
Okay.
Did she have them in a paperweight on her desk?
So did she have
she turned them into those executive knocking balls on the desk.
Did she have the unit, too?
No.
Okay.
Is it inverted?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, she has the female.
So Christopher Guest is having constant gay sex.
No, he is in a wheelchair, and he can't have gay sex with anyone anymore.
You're thinking of Christopher Reeve.
Oh. I guess he can have gay sex. I shouldn't say that. Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't enjoy a life that we all like. But anyway, so Christopher Guest married a man.
But she still has the plumbing down there.
She can't have children, can she?
No, she cannot have children.
Well,
that's
they
why
have
she's
two.
So big. And they're adopted.
Are they?
That's why she's written those books for adopted kids, those children's books and all that kind of thing.
You should read those, Dave. Maybe it's the uplifting
thing. Yeah, it'll help you.
What's the name of the book? Mommy Has Undescended Testicles?
I don't know. I don't know what the names of the books are.
I got my nut scooped out.
And all I got was this lousy book.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's true. Do we?
So that I think
we have anybody on the phones. We screen the phone calls and find out.
Okay, like they're gonna know.
No, I'm telling you, somebody will call in with the actual information. It's.
And are we determining also that Nancy Reagan is a herm?
No.
I guarantee
it's her dad, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's very close.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello.
Hey, Gordon's right. She was on Oprah Winfrey.
She's talked about it, yeah.
She was on Oprah Winfrey, so tell Corby he's wrong and Gordon's
well, you
right.
You're on the air. You can tell me that.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
That's okay.
Do you remember what the name of the condition is?
I have no idea.
So was she crying when she was on Oprah?
No.
I mean, it all happened when she was an infant, and so she still has, you know, full woman area down there, so who cares? I'm attracted to her.
Because the thing is, okay, if a guy gets a sex change and is really good looking, does that creep you out, or do you say, well, no, now, I mean, look at the plumbings right now, so.
Because she had both, right?
No, she never had the grimace.
No, I know, but did she have the, did she have to have an area made for her?
Like, did the doctors,
did they get a hatchet?
Like, did they have to make their own Panama Canal down
right.
there?
Right, did they have to create one, or was it there?
No, it was there.
Okay, she was a woman too then. What's the problem?
Is that if you test her, she's a male.
Test her how?
With her testicle.
Like she run the 40 in like 3/8? I mean, I don't get it. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's wrong. And you know what?
She is a freak.
And it happened when she was an infant. It wasn't like she was 30 and was like, you know what? I got to go in and get my balls removed.
Did she make DNA?
Thank you.
I think so.
Where does it go?
I guess into Christopher Guest.
So is Christopher Guest sometimes the bottom?
He is, yeah.
What?
His comedy is fueled by her DNA.
I think he's gay, too, because everything... I saw him in that Waiting for Guffman. He seemed really...
He was
offended.
Playing a character.
Oh.
He was playing Corky.
That Life Goes On kid?
Yeah. Wasn't that his name?
In the movie?
Yeah.
In Guffman? It was Corky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So,
right, hi,
so that's our... Reagan's miniseries story.
Hi, on Sports Radio 13, then The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon, Jamie Lee Curtis has what's called Turner syndrome.
For real?
Yeah.
Turner inside out?
No.
He's right. Genetically, her X and Y chromosomes are mixed up, and she is a male genetically.
Right. Well, then, but she does have the meat. She has a meat pocket, but
no way.
Did he just say go away?
I don't understand that. Like,
go away.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon. I'm a gynecologist. I can explain Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor, for joining us.
Did somebody already call in?
No.
Go ahead, doctor.
Where did you study, by the way?
University of Oklahoma.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She has a condition called testicular feminization.
That's right. I knew there was feminization or masculinate. I knew there was some kind of a nation in there.
Right. And what everyone in utero is destined to be female.
Right.
Unless you have the Y chromosome, because that dictates that you have testicles and they form testosterone and they eventually masculinize the fetus.
Right.
So in Jamie Lee Curtis's condition, she made testosterone. But the testosterone receptor on each cell of the body does not work properly.
Right. So the fetus, although it was supposed to be male,
right.
It's feminized because it didn't...
developed a small vagina,
and
she has undefended testicles.
What do you mean, a small...
So she's tight?
Blunt, kind of a small vagina.
A blunt?
No, small...
Small what?
Small
blunt-ended vagina, which means it's closed. It's not.
I thought he said a small butt vagina.
We're talking medical with a doctor here.
That's right.
All right, so when you say blunt, you're talking about it...
It doesn't go all the way up
there. It's
shallow. To a uterus.
It's like the low end of the pool.
But it's shallow.
Yes, sir.
So she couldn't date like Tommy Lee.
No, probably not.
So are these
in a world of hurt.
Are these butt vaginas common?
No,
or
Corby, that was just that was a misunderstanding Corby. That you had. It's blunt vagina. It's
blunt
a vagina that's stuffed with marijuana. Thank you, Doctor.
Wait.
I have another question. How common is this?
No, it's not very common at all.
Like one in two?
Are they usually hot movie stars?
Well, that's just it. You can scientifically design a beautiful woman because when they go through puberty, you take the testicles out and you place them on female hormones. And that's what Janet Leigh and Tony Curtis did when Jamie Lee Curtis went through puberty.
Oh, so she kept her testicles until puberty.
Right, because they females need testosterone, a small amount of testosterone to develop fully into females also. And so once she went through puberty, when she was about age 19, they took her testicles out, and then they put her on female hormones, and of course, but you can eventually, just scientifically design a very beautiful woman.
Kind of like Weird Science?
Exactly, and they're kind of, and if you think about it, since there's testosterone floating around, these women are going to be more muscular and athletically framed. And so, you can scientifically design a very beautiful woman because they have a muscular frame, and this is why she was the very cast appropriately in that movie Perfect she made with John Travolta.
Is it true it's called Turner syndrome?
No, it's testicular feminization.
Okay.
Turner syndrome is when you're missing the sex chromosome, whether it be X or Y.
And then what are you?
Then you're a female.
Horse.
But you're not. But you look like it's not it's got nothing.
Centaur.
you're a minotaur.
You guys are hilarious, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, old doc.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
Hey, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye.
He really, I cannot believe he was a doctor.
Real doctor. For sure that would have been
fun. Gordon, I'm a gynecologist.
Oh, yeah, thanks, gyno. All right, it's 11:05 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is it?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, delivers the final GNO of 2003. It's a guys' night out Mavs watching party, Thursday, November 13th from 5 to 10 p.m. at Wizard Sports Cafe in Richardson. Watch the Mavs take on the Rockets on big screen TV, and we'll be giving away more basketball stuff than humanly possible, like a Steve Nash autographed ball and a Nahara autographed jersey. As we play, can you see the winner in my pocket?
You notice my wiener in my pocket?
That would be winner, Grego. It's guys' night out. Beer, free food, the Mavs and the Rockets on the big screen, uncomfortable ticket tag teams, and the always good to look at ticket chicks. Thursday, November 13th at Wizards in Richardson, Central Expressway between
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Liz Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. more effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Uses directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile, vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teaching questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is the coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
800-499-3733.
This is the time of year when people start planning holiday parties, but we'd like to make it easy on you.
Go to some place that is Texas at its prime, like Texas Land and Cattle.
Everything from group lunches to holiday parties, Texas Land and Cattle can handle your party and make it absolutely perfect.
Group dinners start at $20 a person and include entree, side salad, and dessert. So for reservations, visit Texas Land and Cattle near you or log on to txlc.com.
And get by there on Mondays for the all-you-can-eat smoked sirloin special. For just four.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom to beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger freedom. For her, for him. For me, sound and fragrance.
What's your favorite game? It's high definition. Grego and I both dig it. We bet you will too. Check out Tweeter today.
The Ticket. Ticket
Ticker. Going into tomorrow's game with the Buffalo Bills, Cowboys sit at 6-2 this season with a game lead in the NFC East. This ticker brought to you by Fitness HQ and McBride Electric. But despite his coaching brilliance, Bill Parcells says he is far from perfect. Petunia has admitted one of his character flaws.
My personality doesn't allow me to be satisfied. So that's one of the things that affected me and my life and some of the tension I bring on myself and some of the compulsive eating and things that I do that are not good for me.
Mavs are in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. Dallas has lost two games in a row, including Thursday's 77-71 defeat to the Toronto Raptors. Baltimore Orioles have hired Lee Mazzilli as their new manager. He has minor league managing experience, but this will be his first major league managing job. Mazzilli last season was the Yankees' third base coach. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Bills are coming up a bye week, hoping to whip up on the boys. Dallas and Buffalo, tomorrow at 3:15 at Texas Stadium. Our countdown to kickoff begins at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, Corby and I vote that this is a great song. And I vote that's a great guitar sound and a great riff.
And when I hear this on the radio, I never punch out. Do you? You don't like guitar in your rock?
Yeah. He wore a hat, and therefore you can't like the music.
No, I was a Guns N' Roses fan back in the day. But I think that that got played so much that it wore out on
no.
me. Not as much as Paradise City. I hate that song.
That's a bad song. That song right
it's
there.
It's not a bad song.
It's a stupid song. Sweet Child of Mine is a great rock.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I would say a top 20 song.
Give me Welcome to the Jungle over Sweet Child of Mine.
No. No,
more
you're
rhythm.
Right.
Better guitar.
I thought this was the greatest song I'd ever heard when this came out.
This was the Smells Like Teen Spirit of its day.
Yeah. Which
yeah.
is what, 88, 89?
Yeah, they scared me. I remember when this came out, I was frightened by the video.
Yeah, like Axl with all that crazy hair.
Yeah.
He had this one all teased
up. But as much as it scared me, there was something there. You kind of knew it. You know,
uh-huh.
Okay, they're... Even though they're bridging the gap between rock and cheese metal.
All right, let me ask you this. When you heard Smells Like Teen Spirit, were you guys all like,
this has changed my life.
This has changed the world.
Same thing. I knew it was weird. I was like, wow, that's, somehow it's kind of intoxicating, but I don't know why.
You know what? This just plays into the musical persona that you tagged me with on this show. But I went out. When Smells Like Teen Spirit hit, or right before it hit, you know, I was in college at the time, and there was this music store right off campus, and they had a big Nirvana poster in the window. And so it was right as it was starting to get airplay, but they weren't, like, huge yet. And I went out and I bought the record, and I brought it home, and I listened to it, and I returned it the next day. I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever buy it again?
And then it blew up. No, I mean, I was never a big Nirvana fan. I wasn't either.
You know,
I didn't hate them. I mean, the Heart-Shaped Box is a great song.
Yeah, I think that's a great song. But I listened to this song, and I was like, this wasn't just incredible to me.
No.
I remember hearing this just going, this is I've seen the future of music.
And not to say that I wasn't into grunge. I wasn't really into Nirvana and Pearl Jam. I was really a big fan of Soundgarden and Mudhoney. Those were the two grunge bands
like
that I really
Chains?
Liked on. And no, I didn't really like Alice in Chains or Stone Temple Pilots.
Boy, I loved all of it. I bought into all of it. Still do. Still have every one of those records.
I think I sold every single grunge record I ever had. All my Soundgarden records are gone. All my Mudhoney records are gone.
I still think that first Pearl Jam album is an incredibly great album.
It is. Solid as a rock. They made four or five really, really good albums.
I think Jeremy's I would say that's a great song. I think Black is a great song. I never punch out on Black or Jeremy. I don't think I punch out on either of those.
I don't either.
Where was this performed? MTV Unplugged. Crank this up. Let's listen to it on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good show here today. No, no.
Stop.
Overclapper.
Why won't anyone hire me for their band?
Imagine you would be such a distraction to any show.
Imagine if Pearl Jam brought me in. They added me to Pearl Jam.
And you were just real serious. You had a mic set up in front of you.
Yeah.
Monitor,
and I wore gold gloves or something.
Shining, and you wait. You're just holding your hands up in the air. You know,
just waiting for the chorus to kick in.
But imagine that. Imagine a great band. Would they ever hire an overclapper? And they have great songs, and they're all just running by.
I like it if, you know, you guys come out like one by one and out walks Eddie Vedder, you know, woo! And you're like,
I walk out last and everyone goes nuts.
Yeah, and your hands just hold up, you know.
You're doing that.
Yeah, I held my hands up, showing up my hands like a magician. And then they all go crazy when I pull out my gloves, my golden gloves. And it's the overclapper, man. I think we saw the overclapper in Montreal. Great.
Awesome.
Great show.
Tunes kicked in right when he walked on stage.
And imagine if...
It'd be the most in-demand session hand clapper.
Oh, huge. And the highest rated MTV special would be Overclapper Unplugged. And it'd be a solo set when they hired me to come out there and just kind of clap with no music.
And it gets to the point where you're bigger than the band. You come out in, like, your Elvis cape, you know, and it's just beyond big.
You're on a stool center stage with a spot on you the whole time.
introducing my next session of clapping. I remember when I wrote this one, this was in a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia.
Or you come out, you know, your hands in your pocket, you know, and then you just kind of slowly release one up into the air, and she's like,
Jesus. All right, what's your vote on that? Do you ever hear us do it in the morning when I'm doing overclapper? Beating or funny?
Funny.
It's a funny beating is what it is.
It's a funny beating. It's funny because it makes George so crazy.
Because it's irritainment?
Yeah, it is irritainment. I wonder,
have you ever done that to annoy someone? It's great.
Oh, yeah.
When your girlfriend is listening to some song you don't want to hear, and you just tell her that
Beyonce.
Yeah, you're enjoying the music along with her. You're just clapping along with it. Oh, gosh. That's a giggle.
Yeah.
All right, 11:19 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, where it's the Cedar Hill Circuit City, brand new. It's at Highway 67 and Pleasant Run Road. Stop by and see us. We're going to be here until noon. We're giving away a lot of gifts, and we have quite a nice little audience assembled out here.
That's right.
Corby, thank you.
The ticket signal barely reaches Cedar Hill, but we...
No, as a matter of fact, it reaches Cedar Hill very well because... our tower's right up here.
Oh, screw me.
Yeah, we have a tower right up on Cedar Hill.
How about that?
I'm gay.
Is there actually a hill?
We don't anymore?
Did we move it?
The Wolf Tower is down here. Ticket Tower's up at MacArthur and 635.
So if you want to satisfy...
That's our engineer joining us, Chuck. Are you alive, Chuck? You
barely.
The Wolf Tower is there. Ours is MacArthur.
Now, the Wolf Tower's at Cedar Hill, where all the big... WFAA and all the TV towers are.
Yeah.
That's where the Wolf Towers are.
Well, so the ticket would have a lot better signal if we had one up on Cedar Hill.
Right, if we had a 1,200-foot
tower. A 12-foot tower?
1,200-foot.
Oh, damn. Let's do some rocker stories. Okay, here's Corby Davidson with this week's news in rock.
There was an inmate at a women's prison.
Wait, how is this a rock story?
Found to be a male.
In the female population at the prison.
An inmate at the Kentucky Correctional Institution for Women was moved to an isolation cell Monday after the prisoner claimed to be a man.
Is this the Billy Joe Hawks story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the mugshot here.
Oh, my God. She is gorgeous.
She's about a 300-pound piece of white trash, or he is.
So she claimed to be a man, and then some poor doctor...
He
claimed to be a woman, and then some poor doctor had to go in and
verify.
Yeah.
And the thing is, been in prison for like 8 months, something like that.
Yeah, and they said that none of the other female inmates had any suspicions or had any problems with him. So he probably could have kept that ruse up for a while had he not had to go in for this medical exam.
Wait, I'm confused looking at this picture because it sure looks like a woman.
Yeah, that's why he pulled it off so well.
Now, if he was pulling it off, they would have noticed it was a guy.
That's true.
Let's see. Billy Joe Hawks of Battletown, Kentucky, had been admitted to the women's prison near Peewee Valley and was housed in a dorm with females.
Is Kentucky the worst state ever?
8 months, yes. 8 months before that, she was held in the women's section of the Meade County Detention Center on conditions of first-degree trafficking. Cultivating marijuana.
We want to hear you just read the story. Can you wait till after the show to read this?
Now, Lisa Lamb, who's the spokesperson for the Department of Corrections.
Conversation.
Are you trying to just paraphrase it now?
No, I'm reading it word for word all the way down.
Hey, what is the worst state in the Union?
Mississippi.
No.
It's got some beauty to it, though.
New Mexico is pretty much a dump.
Yeah, New Mexico is basically
Santa
like old Mexico.
What about West Virginia?
West Virginia's got... some pretty mountains.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there really is no bad state in our union. I think the ugliest is Arizona and New Mexico and Nevada.
Really?
They're flat. They're gross.
Nevada has Las Vegas.
So?
But it's all desert.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that
Texas is no prize. Oklahoma's not very beautiful.
Kansas is ugly. Wait a second. Texas has Big Bend. And it also has the hill country.
Kansas.
And it has coasts.
You know what? Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma. You go straight up in that line.
Great Plain.
Arkansas.
Arkansas's got some beauty to it.
What about Oklahoma? Is it ugly through and through?
Yeah. It is.
That drive to Norman was pretty disgusting.
Well, you went through the Arbuckle Wilderness Mountain Range.
Yeah, that was like a range of hills.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what's the ugliest state in the union, or the state that offers the least?
Louisiana.
You got New Orleans.
But that's pretty ugly.
What are you talking about? Aesthetic beauty or the cities that offer something?
It's a combination of both.
I would say...
What do you say? Tennessee.
No, Tennessee's beautiful. Tennessee is very pretty. If you've ever been through Nashville and...
Chattanooga?
Yeah, that's a city.
But, I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah. I would say it's Oklahoma, New Mexico, Kansas, Nebraska. I don't know, does Ohio have anything? I've never been there.
Cincinnati.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Cleveland. It has Cleveland, so it's offering a lot.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to the phones. 214-787-1310.
Wait, are we done with this?
Yeah.
Women?
The ultimate give up?
Yeah, you just...
Higher on Sports Radio.
I'm only halfway done reading his story.
Higher on the ticket.
Yes, someone please help me.
Who is this?
I've swallowed poisonous mushrooms. And I can't find my wooden penis.
Who is this?
It's the guy from the show that you and I did together. Bullpen, or what was his name?
Bun Pot?
No. Remember the guy who ate the poisonous mushrooms to cure the woman and gave her a wooden penis? And you were that guy for like 25 minutes. It was the longest bit in the history of the
thing. Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. Was it Bullpen?
I don't know. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Of course he's such an idiot. New Mexico is flat?
Well, I said it had
to be.
Whoa.
I understand why people think that that's okay.
Yeah.
You ever had... Well, it seemed like it was Denry or somebody came on the air and cussed and goes, well, you say that on the air all the time.
She said the S word.
Yeah. You know, well, don't you guys say that on the air? She said it all the time.
She was a salesperson for the station for 8-9 years.
And thought that we said that word on the air all the time.
Yeah. I've heard you say it a bunch. No.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Do we have any delay?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hey, this is Green River Killer.
Oh, I just heard where you plead. You pleaded it.
Yeah, well, I just got to say that Washington, Oregon area, those states suck because that's probably where I'm going to get convicted at.
Who is this?
This is the Green River Killer.
I don't know who that is.
Mom does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I strangled her ovaries.
Strangled her
ovaries? Is that how you kill people?
Yeah. I just reach in there with my little baby arm and grab hold.
Okay. I don't, you know what? Something tells me that that's not the real Green River Killer. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Okay, the ugliest state in the union, hands down, has to be Ohio.
Okay, we threw that out
okay,
there.
Okay, what does Ohio offer that's good, though?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's cool?
Very, very cool city.
Okay.
It's just on the north side of Kentucky, and it's like...
Does that save it from being the worst state in the union?
No.
Okay, so it's still the worst state in the union, even though it has...
Well, you got to factor in the fact that everything else is completely flat, has nothing to... I mean, it's worse than Nebraska because Cleveland's thrown in the mix. Cleveland is the worst city I've ever been in my entire life, and I used to live in Detroit.
Hmm. Thanks for your call.
Not a problem. F you, Corby.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Joining the rant here as we are broadcasting from Circuit City in Cedar Hill. I'm on the air.
To the worst state in the union where the road immediately turns to gravel and it smells like 14 rotting skunks. And that would be, it's hard to pronounce, Louisiana, Louisiana. And Toronto's a horrible state, too.
Toronto, huh. Hi, you're on the ticket. You're on the air.
Hey, Gordon, I think you guys are missing the complete point here. There's only about three places in the entire country that are worth a darn, and everything is just filler, ugly filler.
Which are those three places?
Well, you got the beauty and majesty of Manhattan and New York, and then you've got the glory of the West Coast. And then you've got a couple of places sprinkled in between, like Chicago and whatnot. But
so this whole country is a toilet?
Have you been to upstate New York?
Yeah, beautiful.
I've never been up there before.
Woodstock up there.
Upstate New York is one of the most godforsaken places.
That's not true.
I don't know.
The place I was at was really, really pretty. All right, so what is the best state? California?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got everything there?
Colorado's nice.
Colorado?
If you're in the mountain towns.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Denver's okay.
All right. Well, we'll try to answer the question, what is the best state in the union?
No, we won't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Coming up next, an Indian prank gone wrong and a young Gordon at work.
All right, 11:29 on the ticket.
Cowboys sent the Redskins back to the Capitol with a capital L.
The Cowboys had 3 turnovers, 5 penalties, and 2 touchdowns called back. The first 17 plays.
I mean, you couldn't have another quarter as bad as that first one.
Yeah, run the opening kickoff, back for a touchdown, get it called back. Throw a touchdown pass, get it called back. It was comical.
Next up, the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow at 3:15 at Texas Stadium. The tickets countdown to kickoff starts at 1. Brought to you by Chuck.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Pan truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clipped.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price and over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Used as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile, vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions, like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
For rules, call 1-800-NCSIS.
Madam, soggy ending for ordinary friends. No worries. Here, because Durabright print actually resists damage from water on all paper types. Why, it's enough to take your breath away. Brilliance that lasts at around 149. For more, visit Epson.com.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
This is an actual email sent to the National Fatherhood Initiative.
My father left when I was 2 months old, and I've never met him. I'm 16 now. And although I have written to him, he has cut off all communication with me. I don't understand what I could have done for him to hate me this much. Please, help me understand this.
Is somebody missing you?
A message from the Ad Council, the Texas Fatherhood Initiative, and the NFI.
Camden Apartment Communities, Innovative Plumbing Services, and the Freitas Collision Center. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Game of the day in college football could be in Stillwater later this afternoon. This ticker brought to you by Car Toy and Dr. Jennings Aesthetics and Dentistry. Number 21 Oklahoma State Cowboys host the 11th ranked UT Longhorns. Mack Brown expecting OSU to bounce back strong from their loss last week to the OU Sooners. Just 2 days before the Cowboys and Buffalo Bills square off out at Texas Stadium, Bill Parcells says that the key to being a good team in the NFL is having a pretty good run defense. Third round of the PGA Tour Championship underway today in Houston. Charles Powell III is your leader going into the third round. He is at -8. He'll get teed off at about 1 o'clock. Fred Funk, one shot off the pace at -7. As for Tiger Woods, he starts today at -2, and he will tee off in about 30 minutes. That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Sears. Come into Sears Auto Center and get Die Hard Express. Get a new Die Hard installed quickly 7 days a week. Only at Sears Auto Center, Die Hard, America's most preferred battery. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to keep a secret stash with the Ticket Flask. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke your love life away.
Seems like you're always stuck in second gear.
Second gear.
Has it been your day, your week, your month, or even your year?
So long.
I'll be there for you.
It's 11:37 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to the rant at Circuit City in Cedar Hill. Baby's tearing up again.
I don't know why.
You crying?
No.
Thinking about your birth mother?
Yeah. Thinking about her blunt badge.
Golly.
And read your Indian story.
All right. Yeah, Dave. We're at Circuit City here in Cedar Hill, Highway 67 Pleasant Run Road.
I was going to tell a story about the young Gordon first.
Okay.
This happened in Montana. There's this
beautiful state.
12-year-old boy on the school bus.
Oh, gosh. Perfect setting.
For what?
For this story.
So this 12-year-old kid is on this school bus, this young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
shut up.
He's sitting there on the bus, and he keeps on
sitting there hard.
What?
With difficulty.
No. And he keeps on repeating the word penis.
Just randomly?
Just over and over. Just
he
like
has Tourette's?
Just like, well, just, I don't think he has Tourette's, but just like Tourette's.
By the way, I saw a thing on Tourette's where this guy was talking about he had Tourette's, so he had to shout out words, you know? But his words, and he didn't have the cussing Tourette's. A lot of times the cuss words are, I mean, a lot of times the words they have to yell out are cuss words.
Right.
This guy had monkey was one of his words that he had to shout.
Monkey!
And butter was another one that he had to shout.
What triggers that?
And another one was, I think, toast or something.
Was it on Comedy Central?
No, this was an article I read about this guy with Tourette's. He goes, and it was really weird, you know, and, I mean, I'd get really weird looks. I mean, I guess I'm happy that I didn't shout out cuss words, but
monkey, butter, and toast.
Yeah. Toast! What? In a CD store, you know, like a store like this, Circuit City, and a guy on another aisle just yells out, toast! Butter!
What? What did you just say? Did you say butter?
So, yeah, I was just, I was right, at this bar the other day. Monkey!
So, anyway, so this kid's on the bus, and he's repeating the word penis.
Yeah, he's sitting there, and he's right behind the bus driver, and he's just going, penis, 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 penis.
Pretty good gag.
And so this bus driver, James Campbell, he's 62 years old, he turns around and tells the kid, stop saying dirty words on the bus. And
it's a medical word.
The boy's response to the bus driver was, penis isn't a derogatory word, it's a medical term. Penis, penis, penis.
Great. Penis. I applaud that kid.
Did he get in trouble?
Good job. You'll be in morning drive before you know it, kid.
The bus driver turned around and smacked him upside the head.
Oh, no.
Kid's going to get a lot of money, too, now.
Yeah,
so
now that bus driver's loaded.
He has a deferred, the bus driver has a deferred sentence after appearing in court on a charge of assault.
What if he can sue the school district?
Sure he can. He's going to get a lot of money. He's going to be in morning drive. I applaud him. Good job, kid. Good career move.
So you're saying you make a lot of money in morning drive?
Did you ever harass your bus driver when you were young?
I was never going to ride the dirty bus.
You rode the bus?
I had to ride the bus.
I rode the bus all through elementary school.
Elementary?
Yeah.
I rode it in junior high.
I didn't ride it in junior high.
I had a carpool at junior high, but elementary I rode the bus.
I thought it was cool to ride the bus in junior high. Like,
ironic?
Yes. I didn't have to, but I did. To fit in.
Hmm.
With the dirty P1s?
Oh, that was the worst mistake I ever made, hanging out with those people. They're probably still on the bus.
Yep.
So, the Indian prank.
Like India or?
No.
Like
American
Native
Indian.
American.
Native American.
Like me.
Yeah, like you, Corby.
Thank you.
This happened in Oregon.
By the way, Native Americans is kind of a dumb term.
Hey, I'm standing right here.
I'm saying that I don't think Indians appreciate the Native American thing.
Here I
am. First of all, they're not native. They crossed on the Bering Strait or whatever.
But they were the first ones
and
here.
And secondly, why are we calling them Americans when the whole thing, we're trying to give them credit.
The continent of America.
But it was our settling it that named it America, that they're offended by to begin with.
So what do you want to call them?
Indians?
Indians, I guess.
Gordon at GordonKeith.com.
Well, I'm just trying to think. I mean,
just thinking out loud.
Yeah. No idea is a bad idea, right?
That's right. We're brainstorming. So there is a an Indian reservation up there called the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
I guess. Divorced.
No, Uma Thurman, not Umatilla. And I guess there's a confederated tribes up there. It's a number of smaller tribes that have...
Like a southern tribe
and the Stars and Bars.
Yeah. So this guy, these two guys, are in this big group of Indians.
Ugh, can you imagine the smell?
Hey.
And, you know, when two guys get together, how it's...
They're all drinking in this van.
Oh.
That's not stereotypical.
This one guy is 40.
They break out some bingo cards.
One guy is 46, his buddy is 45. And they're riding, drinking in this van on the reservation. This was back in July. And this guy, David Shippentower, was very drunk after drinking a dozen 24-ounce beers.
Good Lord.
So he said 24 beers.
Yeah, 24 12-ounce beers, essentially. And David Shippentower asked his buddy, Leonard Strong, to
Strong Feather.
Hand him another beer. and Strong handed him a beer.
By the way, Nathan Beerhand was there.
But it wasn't a beer. It wasn't beer in the can. It was urine in the can.
Uh-oh. It was a prank. It was an Indian prank. Did he immediately take it back as soon as he gave it to him?
That's an Indian giver.
After tasting the beer, Shippentower punched Strong in the eye and the nose. The first punch broke Strong's glasses. Then the other engines in the van restrained Shippentower. So Strong was bleeding from the nose and the mouth, and they paid a little bit of attention to him, but then they went back to drinking. And then they pulled up to his driveway and dumped him out in his front yard.
Right in front of his teepee?
Yeah. That's
humiliating.
So he was, I guess, so drunk and incapacitated that he just lay there in his driveway through the afternoon. And that afternoon, temperatures reached 100 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. So
police,
he cried.
Police officers found him there. He was unconscious but alive. He was airlifted to a hospital, and he died there.
Good Lord.
From what, though?
From exposure?
No, from head injuries. Said that he had bleeding on the brain that was exaggerated by his very thin blood because he had a blood alcohol level of 0.34.
Oh, my
Good
God.
Lord.
And he already had a limited ability to clot because his liver was... in an advanced stage of cirrhosis.
You know, it really is
Why
sad.
Would you even report that story? Because it's so stereotypical.
It is sad how the Indian community passes down alcoholism to everyone.
Well, stop handing it down. I mean, I know traditions are important in the Indian community, but they need to stop handing it down.
I think it's more genetic now. I don't think it's an actual gift you give at puberty.
Oh.
You don't give a case of whiskey. It's terrible.
Firewater.
They say that, okay, that I don't know the exact percentage of the general population of what alcoholism is. It's 10% of us are alcoholics or something.
No, that's homosexual.
100% of us, but
10% of the population is homosexual.
Well, okay, you can still have 10% being alcoholics, too.
So
you're saying all gays are drunk.
All gays are alcoholics.
Yes. Every gay man is a drunk.
Because you have to get so wasted to do that to your body.
Right. Yes. I mean, how else would you tolerate gay sex?
Lube.
What?
Have you been to Lube? That was a Dave cover-up. But I think that there's... I think 45% of the Native American population are alcoholics.
Is that just you shooting for the hit there?
Is that you making up a stat right now?
No, I told you I don't know what it is in our population, but in Native American, it's that high.
I think that...
Now, what part? You're Creek? What Indian are you?
Yeah.
I think
Creek Indian?
But 100%.
No, you're like 132nd or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But you know what? I think that qualifies you.
No, like 1/16th or something gets you medical grants. Like, get you 1/8.
Well, then make your parents start having sex with Indians again. Get your ratio up there.
I'm going to marry a crazy Indian bitch.
What?
Oh, like your buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a buddy of mine who emailed me the other day and says, I hadn't talked to him in like 5 years, and his first response to me from email was, oh, by the way, if you want to get your life started off in a bad way, knock up a crazy Indian bitch, which is what he's done.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a quote.
Not very sensitive.
Corby didn't say it.
No. It's a direct quote.
I will tell you now straight behind your face.
Don't. Okay. We just...
So 5 to 7% of Indians are gay drunks.
Pretty much.
According to Corby.
5 to 7%.
Plus or minus 3%.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. It's 11:47 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, Corby's Confession. Come on!
Come on, T1, get your drink on with The Ticket Slam.
Bring it on!
It's the Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, November item of the month. Just in time to help you fight through the boring holiday party season. It's a perfectly portable liquid libation container, and it's just the right size to sneak into a game, sneak into your office, or spike the party punch bowl. Feel the warmth of your favorite non-alcoholic beverage in the stainless steel flask emblazoned with a ticket logo. Click on theticket.com and knock out all your holiday shopping while knocking your friends out at the same time. From the station that thinks before it drinks, Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
You know, Davis.
Yes.
Suter. You know, David, what I've noticed?
This is Davis.
Oh, hey, Davis joins us now. Hi, Davis.
I'm well. How are you, Gordon?
Now, this is Davis Lane. This is Davies Adopted effeminate brother.
That's right. I'm not gay, by the way. I'm just alcoholic.
Same thing.
Can we talk about North Texas Nissan? And
I would love to talk about North Texas Nissan.
I'm talking
Nissan.
To Corby now, because, Corby, you actually drive a North Texas Nissan vehicle.
Pickup truck, baby.
That you bought from North Texas Nissan at a great price.
I actually bought it at a wonderful price.
I just leased the Nissan Murano.
Anyway, North Texas Nissan is having their equipped, not stripped sale. Arriving on November 13th is the all-new full-size Titan.
That's a massive pickup truck.
Yes, it is, and you can drive it before you can buy it. Because Nissan is not going to release the car for sale until December 1st, but they have one at North Texas Nissan just for the P1s to drive. So you can go by there and drive yourself the Nissan Titan.
That's fabulous.
And if you want deals, they got deals. How about a 2003 Altima with leather, just $249 a month?
Leather feels so good against the skin.
A 2003 Xterra with leather, just $266 a month.
That is a butch car.
Over $150 to choose from there. And the 2004 full-size Nissan Armada.
That's like the Pathfinder, only larger.
At just $440 a month. V8 power.
Oh,
with everything on it.
That is more power than you can ever put between your legs.
I don't even get that.
What do you mean? Like a motorcycle?
Yes. Like a crotch rocket.
Pay no sales tax on the new Armada, Murano, Xterra, or Pathfinder. Over 150 Xterras with $1,500 rebate and 1.9% financing for 60 months. Go by and see North Texas Nissan.
Are you okay, Gordon?
North Texas Nissan is on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit.
Hey, let me give you a back rub.
No, don't touch me, Davis.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Liz Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clipped.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price and over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
Roy Jones, you've ducked me long enough. Now it's time to step up to the plate and show the world what you're made of. I told you it's up. You picked the wrong dude. I'm the hippest chef of the world. You don't want to fight me? Your time is up, and I'm closing the book on you, Roy. This ain't about money. This ain't about fame. This time is personal.
Jones versus Tarver for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. Saturday, November 8th. Live on pay-per-view.
Call Comcast Cable at 1-800-COMCAST or Charter Communications at 1-866-YES-CHARTER to order.
Now, it's personal.
Roy Jones, you're going down.
I told you a problem.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
SMU is in Cajun country today. This ticker brought to you by McKinney Dodge and Fitness HQ. The 0-9 Mustangs take on the Bulldogs of Louisiana Tech later today. SMU head coach Bill Bennett says being winless absolutely sucks.
The whole situation, I mean, I can tell you that it's agonizing, but yet, I think at some point we're going to go from this.
You can hear SMU football right here on the ticket. Our coverage will begin later this afternoon at 1:30. Drew Bledsoe spent his first four seasons in the National Football League playing for Bill Parcells. As Drew and the Buffalo Bills head to Texas Stadium to play the Cowboys tomorrow, he reflected on his time while playing for the Tuna.
I definitely appreciate the time that I had with Billy. He's one of the great coaches of all time, and I had a chance to play for him for 4 years. Looking back on it, he was very beneficial time to my career, and something I look back on positively.
Houston Rockets forward Maurice Taylor was suspended without pay for a minimum of 10 games by the league for violating the NBA's anti-drug program. Taylor's suspension begins today and will continue until he has resumed full compliance with his treatment program. Our next ticket ticker in a matter of minutes, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wondering if a mine is arrested, do they have the right to remain silent?
Another great song.
11:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The
Foo
Ticket.
Foo Fighters better than Nirvana.
I'll go with that.
I like them too.
I'd go with that, sure.
Oh, yeah.
11:54, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are finishing up here at Circuit City in Cedar Hill on Highway 67 and Pleasant Run Road. Stop by and see them. They remain open even though we're leaving.
This is a nice spanking new store, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not some junky store. It's very clean, nice, crisp.
It's a brand new development. If you're coming down 67 and you exit Pleasant Run Road, you'll see the Super Target, and it's in that same shopping
center. And I understand a lot of the Duncanville, Cedar Hill residents aren't aware that this place exists, because a lot of people have come out here saying, wow, we had no idea this place is even here.
Yeah, I think it just opened in the last month or so.
It's because it's fresh and new.
That's right. Good for the city of Cedar Hill.
All right, any final items you guys want to get to?
Unless there's stories.
What about Corby's confession?
Yeah, Corby. You don't
want
to
I'm not ready yet. Next week.
All right.
Next week.
All right.
Is this about Whitney?
Just save it for next week.
Whitney is Corby's sister that we have long suspected there being something between them. Did you get rid of it?
She doesn't even know what happened. She was leasing a Volvo, and at the end of the lease, they terminate the lease.
Jeez.
It's like a 60-month contract, and she finally got out of it.
This is a pretty good story here.
I'm going to read it word for word.
Try to present it a little bit better than that.
Burglars.
Who?
Burglars. Were scared off by a corpse. Two French burglars who broke into a house were scared off when they came across the body of the owner who died years earlier. Now, the noise of the burglars breaking into the Paris apartment woke up a neighbor, B-O-U-R, who went in to investigate.
Is this a dramatic interpretation?
Yeah,
you have to
see
story?
It. He's doing gesticulations. And he's, this is Corby's acting training coming back.
He saw the two men running off and went inside the apartment to find the body of the 70-year-old owner. Now, the woman called the police and confirmed the man had died of natural causes about 4 years ago.
Huh.
This is so community theater.
And neighbors say they hadn't noticed the man and had not been seen for so long because he was very quiet. He kept to himself. Let me see that.
Oh, listen, I have a little murmur.
The caretaker of the building said he was a nice man. He lived alone. He didn't speak with anyone.
This is worse than any story I've ever read on The Rant.
What?
It's horrible. Corby, you took what it could have been a good, funny story. We could have done corpse humor, which Davey loves.
Only when it involves Pamela Anderson.
Huh. So there's your story.
Well, did you see where Jesus and Saddam have okayed some floats for homecoming?
I think you misread that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus and Saddam floats okayed for homecoming.
Yeah, read the description of the floats at the bottom. This is at some high school.
In Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
The Young Republicans Club plans to have students in black T-shirts with the word evil
bowing before a statue of Saddam on their float.
Oh, I thought that was the Jesus float.
Other...
Whoa.
Other students in club T-shirts plan to chase the evil students away from the statue with silly string and then topple the statue.
So they're reenacting the liberation of Baghdad.
With silly string.
And then they're going to have the Jesus float, like, jump on top of it. And
the Fellowship of Christian Athletes plans a float urging students to let Jesus rock your night away, in which students will tear up signs with the word sex, suicide, depression, and drugs.
You know what?
That's...
I think that's going to change everybody's mind.
What
is wrong? What is wrong with the FCA? Weren't you guys part of that?
Yeah,
I wasn't part of it.
I probably went to a couple meetings.
And did you guys see? Where's the Star Telegram? The Star Telegram front page.
I don't know where that is.
They are getting so informal now. Where is it?
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Look at this. Look how they misspelled guys on the front page.
No, it's G-I.
Six G-I skills.
Oh.
It's tragic, too.
It is tragic. Is the price now getting too high in Iraq?
Yes. Get out.
Really?
Yes.
More next from Troy Aikman.
Is The Ticket, KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Yes, let's get started by giving you an update on what's going on in top 25 college football. Number 18 to Tennessee, as it is at 6th-ranked Miami. That game in the second quarter and tied at 3 apiece. Up in Norman, it's top-ranked Oklahoma hosting Texas A&M, and this one is getting ugly early. Second quarter, 11 minutes remaining, actually just over 10 minutes remaining, and the Sooners are kicking A&M's ass, 21-0 right now the score. Going into the second quarter at Ohio State, the Buckeyes, ranked number 7, is trailing number 14 Michigan State, 7-3. Also in the second quarter, number 24 Minnesota with a 17-3 lead on Wisconsin. Getting started here in the noon hour, number 23 Illinois will be at Buffalo, and Vanderbilt will be at number 17 Florida. Cowboys have won 6 of their first games this season, but not without a few mistakes. As he prepares his team, he prepares his team to play the Buffalo Bills this week at Texas Stadium. Bill Parcells says that his team is just lacking a little bit of maturity.
We're young, we do dumb things, and you saw it last week. I mean, vivid examples of things that we do. We're a little unpredictable.
Yesterday's scheduled hearing to determine if two New York Yankees would face charges for a bullpen fight with a Boston Red Sox employee was postponed until December. Police say Jeff Nelson and Kareem Garcia assaulted a Fenway Park groundskeeper late in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series. That is your Ticket Ticker at the service of Sudafed. Sinus misery, get Sudafed. Nothing is stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms, not even a prescription. Sudafed prescription strength sinus relief based on 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine. Our next Ticket Ticker at 1220, breaking...
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
Whiteout.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples is everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart,
the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons.